Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and tonight is our monthly community event where we are going to get into Chiron in Aries, which is an ongoing process. So I narrowed it down to 2023 for us to get clear and a little bit into 24 so you could prepare. But right now I want you to open to receive and relax into your space. Make sure you've got a glass of water or whatever you need to stay hydrated and comfortable. And we're going to do the chakra breath work tonight. I figured since we're working with the healer, we should move through these and set them correctly and set the tone for the evening to open to receive that message that is just for you around your own healing, education, and soul work. Deep breath. So let's take one good deep breath in to make that connection above, below, and at the heart. Deep breath in. And hold and release. And we're going to start at the crown and move down to the root so we can be here now. So starting at the crown chakra, feeling that connection to your soul star chakra, the higher self. You're all plugged in above here. The crown chakra is associated with our knowledge, understanding, and consciousness. Here I want you to picture a beautiful violet crystal infused with light from within. And I want to remind you that the crown is also associated with the element of thought. Picture that violet crystal infused with light from within and spinning counterclockwise to the left. And take a deep breath in, making that connection to your own crown. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Come on down to the third eye chakra, associated with your clairvoyance, intuition, and imagination, as well as the element of light. And here I want you to picture an indigo crystal, that rich midnight blue, infused with light from within and spinning clockwise to the right. We're going to spiral down to our root. Here at the third eye, connecting to your own clairvoyance, intuition, and imagination, and a deep breath in. And hold and release. Spiral down to the throat chakra, associated with your voice, communication, and creativity, as well as the element of sound. And here I want you to picture a light blue crystal infused with light from within and spinning counterclockwise to the left. And take a deep breath in, making that connection to your own authentic voice. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Spiral down to your heart chakra, of course, associated with love and breath and balance, relationship, unity, and healing, as well as the element of air. Here I want you to picture a beautiful emerald green crystal infused with light from within and spinning clockwise to the right, and make that connection to your own heart and deep breath in. And hold and release. Spiral down to your power center, your solar plexus, associated with your personal power, will, and self-esteem, as well as the element of fire. Here I want you to picture your favorite shade of yellow crystal infused with light from within and spinning counterclockwise to the left, and make that connection to your own power center. Deep breath in, that I am present. And hold and release. Spiral down to your creative center, your sacral chakra, associated with your emotions and change, and polarities, movement, and pleasure, and sexuality, as well as the element of water. And here I want you to picture your favorite shade of orange crystal, infused with light from within and spinning brightly, spinning counterclockwise to the right. And make that connection to your own energetic flow and creative flow. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Come on down to the root chakra, associated with your survival and your roots and grounding, your physical body, as well as the element of earth. And here I want you to picture your favorite shade of red crystal infused with light from within and spinning counterclockwise to the left. And make that connection to your own foundation and plug in to your earth star chakra, your source of all good nutrient and that which is just for you this night. I say, deep breath in. And hold and release. Okay, welcome, welcome, y'all. I am so grateful for those of you who could be here live tonight. Help me hold it down and get this good recording. I am doing it from my backyard, so I apologize in advance for dogs and anything else that goes by. But tonight is special because we're working with Chiron and Aries for the rest of this year into next year. It's going to be there until 2027, so we've got a little ways to go to finish up the process that Chiron is in. And in order to set the tone, I would like to open with the Hierophant card from the Mythic Tarot by Juliet Sharman Burke and Liz Green. This is the tarot. If any of you have gotten your Astro Tarot reading from me, this is the deck that I use in that. And some of you I know have gotten the Hierophant. You're going to remember this one. But it is going to set the table before we go into everything else I want to talk about. So, deep breath, like I said, open to receive that which is just for you. On an inner level, Chiron, the Hierophant, is an image of that part of us which reaches upward toward the spirit in order to understand what is required of us by God. He is the inner spiritual teacher, the priest who establishes a link between ordinary worldly consciousness and intuitive knowledge of God's law. While the world of Persephone, the High Priestess, is dark and elusive and cannot be comprehended by the intellect, the world of Chiron can be elucidated and interpreted by the mind. Deep breath. The ancient word for priest was pontifex, meaning maker of bridges. For the role of the priest, both within and outside of us, is to serve as a spiritual father, establishing a relationship between man and God, and making clear the nature of the laws by which we must live in order to be in right relationship with the divine. Deep breath. The Emperor's laws, embodying the Father principle on earth, are concerned with right behavior in the world. But the laws of the Hierophant are concerned with the right behavior in the eyes of God. But Chiron does not symbolize any orthodox religious system. He is a wild creature, half man and half animal, and his temple is not man-made either, but rather a cave within a mountain. Thus, the spiritual law which he transmits is not a collective one distilled into dogma, but an individual one which can be found only by being in relationship with the priest or priestess within. Deep breath. Thus, different people experience God differently, and we come to our own spiritual understanding according to our own particular relationship with what God might really mean. Chiron's injury makes him the wounded healer and the one who, through his own pain, can understand and appreciate the pain of others and can therefore see further and higher than those who are merely blindly content. Thus, Chiron, the Hierophant, represents the wounded part of ourselves, where some unsolvable problem or limitation deepens us and makes us compassionate, where otherwise we would merely be shallow mouthpieces spitting out platitudes of goodness without any real sense of what it might mean. The true priest is open to the world's pain and longing because he himself suffers. The image of Chiron relates us to the value of those insurmountable limitations or wounds within us, which, although they may cause suffering in ordinary life, nevertheless make us question and open the way to a greater understanding of the higher laws of life, Ashe. This paradox is also suggested by the Cantor himself. For being half God and half horse, he partakes of both instincts and of the spirit, and contains a duality which is part of our own human condition. We too are neither holy beast nor holy divine, but a mixture of both, and must learn to live with both. Out of this mixture comes the wisdom of the Cantor, which partakes both of the knowledge of God and the knowledge of natural law, which is God manifesting in the world of form. On a divine level, Chiron, the Hierophant, implies that the individual will begin to actively seek answers of a philosophical kind. This may emerge as the study of a particular philosophy or system of belief, or as a deep commitment to a quest for meaning in life. The Hierophant may appear in the form of an analyst, psychotherapist, priest or priestess, or spiritual mentor in outside life to whom we turn for comfort and help. The Fool thus emerges from his discovery of the underworld and the hidden powers of the unconscious, seeking answers to the enigma of himself and the meaning of his life. When he meets the Hierophant, he encounters that part of himself which can begin to formulate and express a personal philosophy and an individual vision of the spirit which guides him as he leaves his childhood behind and ventures out into life's challenges. Deep breath. So that is your introduction to Chiron, which I love. There's many, many out there. That's one of the good ones. I'm going to talk to you about the cycle. Chiron has a 50-year cycle, so we all hit it around the ages of 48 to 52. It's a big one. It's a big reboot cycle-wise because at 48, both Venus and Jupiter, the two benefactors, reset in your lives too. That means that you are completely rebirthing what you believe to be true or possible for yourself, along with completely new values and priorities at that age and stage. I have tracked it as a kind of tunnel that we go into, especially as women, from 48 to 52 to rebirth ourselves into that wisdom and power of 50s and 60s that's coming into being. So some of you are too young for this on the call, I already know. And some of you are just getting there, and some of you are just on the other side of it. And it is all divine order. Everyone born from 67 to 77 had Chiron in Aries. So this is your wound that you came in to heal and the education that you get on the journey to the cure, to the healing that you need. So that's what we say. We come in with these different things from our DNA and our own consciousness and our past lives and things like that, to work out and to recalibrate and to upgrade as we can here in the school of Earth gives us another chance to raise up. And Chiron is one of those integration points. So in the world, you'll notice that some people check out, like the Whitney Houstons and Michael Jacksons. They both died around 50. The way I was trained from Barbara Han Clow is that if we don't integrate and rebirth ourselves consciously, we can check out. If you can't get the healing that you need and the whatever wisdom and education that you need to function in your 50s and 60s, then most people do check out. So we don't want to do that. I want us to check in around our healing education and soul work, which I have a little Kellyism out there, a little meme. Maybe I'll post it on Instagram separately, like by itself, that says the purest form of self-love is doing your healing education and soul work because no one else can do that for you. You can't hire it out. You can't take a pill. You can't bypass. You can skip it, and you'll just have to come back another time and do it again, but you don't really get out of it. And so Chiron is pretty much the backbone of all of my work. This is everything I want to teach you all in Soul Sisters Circle, in the Venus Circle, in the work I do with Yaya Louisa Teach. Everything that I'm here for is centered around healing, education, and soul work. So, of course, I am intimately acquainted with Chiron and Aries too, because I got five planets in Aries, so there is that, including my Chiron. So I'm there, part of that group too. And we are going to make that connection. One of the things I like to teach people about Chiron too, in the literal sense, is that it is the what they call the rainbow bridge between Saturn, our physical reality and individual limitations, and Uranus, the awakening and the cracking open of the higher consciousness, where we get to Neptune, the spiritual awakening, and Pluto, the transformation, the ultimate transformation, right? So we want to do this. And over the years, the way I've taught it is that Jupiter and Saturn work together. They really do. They're a little tag team. In your life, in the sky, for the rest of us in the social collective realms, they are a tag team. And what happens is Jupiter comes along and expands us because it moves a little faster than Saturn. And this is when I say we can change our consciousness in an instant, but 3D reality takes a little longer to build. So we are expanding and learning things and becoming aware of what we believe. And then Saturn comes behind it and says, okay, let's make it real. And then in an individual, it represents your truth, story, and belief system. And Saturn is your reality and purpose and your roles and responsibilities in the world. So if we get our truth and purpose together, my theory is, then that gets us to the Chiron stage and the bridge. And we have to do our healing, education, and soul work in order to get to Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, in order to get to the higher consciousness of the higher realm or that next level personally. So let's be mindful that when we're working with Chiron, we're going in to work with some sense of how do we connect what's really going on the ground to the higher level, next level that you want to get to. They call the Chirotic point, when you see that written anywhere, it's where dimensions intersect. And so this is where basically in your ages and stages of a human, this is where you realize really who you are, what you're here for, what do you want, and what are you going to be able to actually manage that's your choice, and how much did you bring with you that you have to finish up. So it's an intersection, and I like to call it halftime because if we're lucky, the average human life these days is much longer than it used to be. And so if we get 80 to 100 years, that would be really cool for the wisdom keepers. Mastery and initiation versus control and exploitation. Like I said, if we don't manage the healing process, whatever age and stage you're in, it can get out of control and other people can influence and divert you from your path of healing, and we don't want to do that. Chiron helps us with that self-mastery, but it is an initiation, and I think somewhere on here it talks about a sacrifice for the greater good. You know, that's a lot of what Chiron represents. The initial wound, there's this little process, you know, the initial wound leads to the suffering, which leads to the search for the cure, which leads to the knowledge and understanding, which eventually leads to helping others or being a model or leading by example for others. So your wounds are your wisdom. Never forget that. The cure is in there. For whatever's hurting, you got to go to that source to find the cure. The healing and the poison are one. So we have to learn how to work that and recalibrate. The wounded healer archetype we look at as, you know, our lessons to learn and lessons to teach. So here's another plug for the Astro Tarot reading for those who haven't had it. Here and there I share an excerpt from a book called Spiritual Astrology that has your lessons to learn and lessons to teach. And I always tell people, if you want to go super deep, you should just get the book. Healing and integration of the physical self and the spiritual higher self. So remember in the initial description how it's half man, half God, half divine, or half animal, half God. This duality that humans have to integrate and learn how to manage and master is so critical, and Chiron can help us do that. Alternative, Chiron's about it, okay? He wants us, it wants us to learn all kinds of other ways. Don't fall into the traps of the past. Really reach. Think of alternatives to your learning and education, and think of alternatives to your health and healing. That's what's up. Okay, and we're going to talk about Aries and what all that means while it moves through there too next. Here it is, the willing sacrifice for the greater good. So what are you willing to give up to be stronger, to be wiser, to be healthier, to be happier? Western culture and patriarchy and these colonizers would have you depressed and not wanting to get out of bed if you believed their story. So we're not buying into that. We're doing our own healing and our own education in Aries. That's the biggest memo of Chiron in Aries, is that we have to do it ourselves. Nobody's coming. We have to do it ourselves and lead by example so that others can learn. Alienation and belonging, where we don't fit in and we're never supposed to. Hello, good morning. So for those of us who do have the Chiron in Aries, that's what I mean by being completely independent. My life works so well when I am 100% independent and everybody else and everything else is optional. If I have to balance and bend and compromise like a Libra, I get real antsy, y'all. I get a little cranky. So know thyself. But let's dig in. Let's do a little recon mission around the alienation and sense of belonging and how you tried to fit in as a young person in every age and stage. How did you do that with others at home and private with your friends and family and at work and public with other folks and community? How did that go down for you? Were you one of those people that was prom queen and most popular, or were you some of the outsiders and kicking it on outside of those main circles? You know, let's think about that, because that goes into that wounding, that childhood wounding that we carry with us generally in our power center, in our second and third chakras, where all that is stored. So any cleaning and clearing and cleansing you can do with your lower chakras unlocks a lot of that. And it's when you start to sense that something is missing, seeking is the natural response, right? So any ways that you are feeling imbalanced, what does it take to make you feel balanced? What's going to recalibrate that? Let's check in. The last thing I want to say for you to sort of meditate on what to do with Chiron and how it falls into your life would be that it is generally associated with Virgo and Sag. So these are the processors. So Chiron is related to a process we have to go through. And I always tell people, your issues are your issues. You don't get out of it. If you don't deal with your issues in your teens, they come back in your 30s. If you don't deal with your issues in your 20s, they come back in your 40s. If you don't deal with your issues in your 30s, they come back in your 60s. And if you don't deal with your issues in your 40s, they come back in your 80s. No joke. I've been tracking this one. So pay attention and know that you don't get out of it. So whatever alienation or wounding or sense of being kicked to the curb by family or the world that you went through in your developmental years, this is your chance to get the learning, get the education. What was that good for? What did it ultimately teach you? So we want to get the blessing, get the lesson, and let go of all the non-essential. Now, the Aries part of this, the filter we're going to run it through, this is all the healing we have to do, is deep that is Aries, because with Aries Libra in particular, that whole axis has to do with self within the context of our relationships and collaborations and partnerships. So the ability to know and articulate your personal needs is a very big deal. You know me, I'm into light and shadow lists. The instinctive self-preservation that negotiates up front. I'm a big proponent of negotiating up front so that everybody's clear about their roles and responsibilities and there's no confusion. And with Aries, we generally, if we're leading from that good center place, then it gives other people permission to stand tall in their identity and their purpose that day, you know, and we can all rise. It's really a juicy energy when it's done right. Being clear and decisive while considering others, okay? You're still the first priority in Aries, though. Get the memo. It's all about you. So we want to be considerate of others, but the primary goal is getting you healed and educated into your next level of soul work. Being fiercely protective of life and loved ones. This natural inclination, that warrior spirit that Aries represents, right? We can do that in a positive way, where we're proactive on our own behalf, which might also be on this list somewhere. Knowing who you are and what you want is a huge part of it. So the identity issues is pretty central with Chiron and Aries. We got to heal around that. So I'm learning to keep my shields good and keep my circle tight with those that are reciprocal, but where I still matter. And that's my five planets in Aries. I can't not do that. But Chiron's one of them. I'm healing that. So it's not good for any of us born 67 to 77 to bow down to others in any way, shape, or form to the neglect or the disrespect of ourselves. It's just not what's up. So we, you know, we're going into this place where we get to know who we are and we get to know what we want and we get to stand on it. Mastering patience, consideration, and empathy. Being passionate about your life's purpose. Okay, that is what I mean. You know, you need help. You deserve help. With this energy, you need to lead. The minute you take all the steps you need to do for yourself, the world shows up to support. It's amazing. It really works when you work it. Accomplishing goals with a clear direction in life. That's the other thing about Aries. We know instinctively. So we're also healing our injured instincts. That's a very big thing in my world. Staying present, trusting, and walking by faith through life. Okay, that instinctive living is that instinctive knowing of who you are and what you want, you, the individual. This is my thing about doctors. When you go into the doctor's office, you're here to serve me. I know my body better than anybody on the planet. So you have to be the advocate for your body, for yourself in those circumstances. Valuing physical activity and healthy competition, okay? So that competition with yourself, beating your last level, you know, going to your next level, getting that higher score internally. Knowing when to fight and when to back off, again, with those instincts. Do I really have to fight for this? Do I want to fight for this? Am I willing to sacrifice to go through this? Maybe not. What's in it for me? That's a typical Aries question I'm always pounding on you all to ask. What's in it for me? Don't even be shy. Self-preservation is not selfish. It is essential and the first law of nature. And Aries is the one that comes in to teach that. Being a fearless leader that cultivates independence in others. That's what I was saying earlier. When you do it, it gives everyone around you permission to do it. I love my girls now. I love my females in my life these days. We're all leaders, and we all kind of bring our piece to the table and own it with no fear and no shame and no shyness and none of that. Thriving as a self-sufficient, independent adult with a youthful spirit all your life, okay? So age ain't nothing but a number, that's true. But we do have stages of development as humans on this planet that we go through. So we want to keep that when we're working with Aries. That's part of the healing, too, is that we go through things as young people that makes us older than our years. And I always joke, I say we get to be old when we're young and young when we're old. So let's everybody order up a little dish of that so you can retain your youthful spirit no matter what age and stage. Now for the shadow Aries. We know shadow Aries is some shit. I got an Aries sister. She got 8 planets in Aries. We did used to fight. Being competitive in love is one of the shadow Aries things. Game playing and manipulation. So we're going to be mindful. We're going to heal from the things that have been done to us. We're going to ask for forgiveness in any way we can for the things we've done to other people unconsciously or consciously. Acting rashly in the heat of the moment. Very Aries thing. Being impulsively cruel and what I call indiscriminate anger. That was her biggest issue. No thought, no fucks about what was going on around her. Being confrontational in an effort to get your way. And see, check it, y'all. This is up in the sky. You know, you're feeling this in the social collective, right? This is what people are twisted about. It's hard out there right now. Acting hard when soft would get better results. Okay, so as conscious beings, I know this circle is super conscious. We got good practices already in place. You all know what to do. You drop in the moment where you're activated to be hard and ask, is this really the best way to get what I want? Maybe, maybe not. Completely disregarding those near and dear to you. You know, just no respect. Acting like a petulant, spoiled child, saying things that you can't take back. That's a problem. So again, with dropping in first, especially right now, because I'm going to double down and say Venus is backwards, rewiring our values and priorities, and Mercury is about to go backwards to rewire all of our systems for living, our physical and spiritual practices, our daily practices. It's a new day, y'all. And so it's just no room for this. Tit for tat mentality and a desire for vengeance, which is a toxic version of justice, okay? We don't want to do it that way. Remember the toxic mimics in the world. Toxic mimics are those things like gangs are a toxic mimic of community. Pornography is a toxic mimic of sexuality or sensuality, you know? This vengeance can sometimes be a toxic version of justice. Creating struggle unnecessarily. Okay, let's not do that. Feeling like everything has to be a fight. Okay, I'm going to testify to this one for real because I did this a lot in my youth. I went in expecting a fight, and 9 out of 10 times I got the fight I was looking for, y'all. When I finally peeped my habits and this way, I was like, oh, no, we got to stop that. And I became conscious of what I was doing, and I really was in that Aries warrior mode, like, don't mess with me, and I won't mess with you. But I would swing first and ask questions later, and a lot of people got hurt, me included. So don't expect the fight. Really, again, drop in and ask, is this worth fighting for? Is this really even my fight? Do I have to do this? Is this even about me? You know, again, Aries is all about you. And the last one is expecting those you love to prove their love, so testing them unnecessarily. I guess this is from a Venus list, so Venus is all about the love, but even in general, the Aries energy likes to test folks, so let's be mindful of it happening within us or within others, right? That's the whole point of knowing these energies, knowing what's going on there. So our individuality, our purpose and drive, independence and our courage is all the good Aries juju that we're healing with Chiron there. Only once in 50 years, y'all. So that means Chiron's also moving through your Aries house, healing whatever it touches, like my five planets, which is my sacred reality. And it took me 50 years to get here to live in my truth and purpose, for real, for real. And it's going to touch my life path, so I'm healing that. I finally figured out my purpose and my gifts and the things I want to share with the world, and I'm not going to deviate. I'm not going back to nobody's day job. I know that. So this got to work, y'all. And it's going to touch something in your chart. And if you have a bunch of Libra or Cancer, Capricorn, it's across the way, healing stuff by default, pushing things around to make you heal things in other departments. Okay, so let's just keep that in mind. And when you get your post-call goodies, that always includes where Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn are for you, so you can kind of know what that is yourself. Now, let me pause before we get to activations and divinations, because as I said, I'm outside. I have no idea how the time is going. That looks pretty good. Does anyone want to star six and pop in and testify? That was a lot, and the activations and divinations are pretty juicy, too. Okay, no one's popping in. We're going to keep rolling. I am going to do a drum journey at the end, y'all. And that's going to be juicy outside. I like doing them outside. Okay, so the activations. This was deep when I went digging, because while Chiron's in Aries, activating all this stuff within us, the individual anyway, the individual part of us, I was just peeping game about when it touches what and what is it doing and what should we be mindful of while it's in Aries. And it turns out that it initiated some new dynamics, let's say, meaning that we probably did a certain level of healing and integration over the years, where it conjuncted, it looks like all these years, so let's say it started in 2017. So 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2024, the even numbers of years is when Chiron in the sky would conjunct, which is an initiation with Venus and Mars, our masculine feminine. So how we get anything done, how we contain, nurture, and protect, how we negotiate on our own behalf, get our ideas in the world, and hold good boundaries, got a little bit of healing education and soul work integrated during the even years. And then we would say 2017, 19, 21, and 23. So this year is an integration year with Chiron, meaning that it's hitting Venus and Mars while they're in Libra across from Chiron. So now we're integrating anything we did in the even years, anything that we really were able to master, we can now integrate into our foundation, right? So embodied wisdom means you went through it. Let's say you went through the wounding and the suffering, but you went on the search for the healing and the cure, and you learned something. You learned something about yourself. You learned something about whatever the dis-ease was. You learned about the people around you and how supportive they may or may not be. Now you're in a wisdom position. Now you can speak to it, right? That's the integration. And masculine, feminine, like I said, is how we get anything done. And that's a big deal. That's our magnetics. That's our desires. That's our values. And the healing that's necessary for us to function properly. And then the biggies, March 12th of 23, so this already happened 5 months ago, but it's still a big deal, conjuncted Jupiter. Meaning, and I didn't even do the math. I can do that math, and I'll put it in the post-call goodies. The last time Jupiter was in Aries and Chiron was in Aries at the same time in order to conjunct. That's the math, y'all, because Chiron's only there every 50 years, and Jupiter's only there every 12 years. So there is something getting healed about our consciousness as well. Our belief systems, what we believe to be true or possible. There's also this think bigger, be more faithful, be more positive about it, right? Do the work, but be positive and trust the upgrades, because Jupiter always brings improvements. So I don't know about y'all. I can only speak for myself, but I have. It took me 5 years. This last 5 years has been some deep healing since I had a full-blown hysterectomy. They took everything out. So I went into early menopause at 50 and haven't gotten my chance to enjoy any of this Chiron and Aries stuff until now. It took me 5 years till 55 to really integrate what got wounded, what got healed, and now is integrated. And now I'm getting ready to restore. So hopefully by 60, I'm strong. But this year is an upgrade to your beliefs, giving yourself credit for the healing and integration you've already been able to do, for the better choices you've made for people and support systems in your life in that self-preservation mode, making those better choices for you. Now, the next big one is the conjunction with Chiron to the North Node. Again, math I cannot do in my head. I love y'all, but I can't. 50 years since Chiron's been in Aries. It's been 20 years since the North Node's been there. However long it takes them to line up and meet together, they're doing it February 19th of 2024. So we're going to be in the Gate of Power, midpoint between winter solstice and spring equinox. It's like the activation of the spark of life. If we're in conception mode, which is in the dark of winter solstice, the first couple of weeks of February, that's our Gate of Power. And so when we get there, Chiron is healing the life path and direction for you, the individual. So taking that very personally, and for those of us, me and I have a North Node in Aries. I said that earlier, how Chiron's going to touch my life path. So some of us have an Aries or Libra North Node or a Cancer Capricorn North Node, and that means it's affecting y'all directly too. And we're getting this tremendous upgrade. This learning potential, this healing potential, this soul work potential is all there for us to walk a new path, to lead by example, to trust our instincts again, to hone our instincts, to get rid of the food and pharmaceuticals that kills our instincts, and to downregulate our nervous systems from all this AI and technology, and have your own rhythms and practices that restore your physical body and your spiritual body, because Chiron ultimately rules that duality that we are. Okay? Deep breath. So, divinations, what I decided to do was to pull a card for healing, one card for healing, one card for education, one card for soul work, and one card for our graduation, which was really good. And I'm using the Ancestor Spirit Oracle cards, which are really beautiful. So the PDF is already done for you all, and that'll be in your post-call goodies too. These I love because each card is a different culture of ancestors giving you advice. So some of you are going to really resonate with some of these cultures, and it's going to be familiar. And all of us are going to get a message around, in this case, guidance for our healing process. Okay, let's remember that everything's a process with Chiron, right? What's on deck for the rest of 23 and for that juicy activation in 24? I pulled Balance Yourself, and it's a picture of a medicine wheel, and it's all about the keywords are direction, growth, and life stages. This is what we're healing. We're recalibrating the balance. Like I said, we're going to activate new rhythms and routines this year that are going to support us for years to come. We have let go of so much of the past and the non-essential in the last 1 to 5 years that we're really ready for this next level. And this happens to be the First Nation peoples of Canada, the Niyawak and the Cree peoples, have the medicine wheel that represents their foundations of life. Each year, each lesson, each life is in constant motion through the four phases depicted by the medicine wheel. Its philosophy extends to the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and can help one understand their place in the universe, as well as how they are linked to all living things. The four aspects of the medicine wheel are interwoven, and its underlying message is one of wholeness, balance, natural cycles, and relationships. So we get to heal that with Chiron and Aries. Again, it's your self-healing that allows you to magnetize better in others. The Cree consult the medicine wheel for guidance, healing, purpose, and insight. Each of the quadrants relates to a direction, a season, a color, and a life stage. And then they break it down. The direction of East, the season of spring, the color of red. This is the sun rising, new beginnings in life, childhood, feelings, and emotions. South, summer, and yellow are related, and the sun is at its highest point in the sky. So this is the time of day. Adolescence is the life stage. Being active and relationships. West is autumn or fall. Color is black, the setting sun. Adulthood is the stage and its responsibilities, and introspection and reflection is the time. North is winter, the color is white, the dark of night, midnight is the time of day. Maturity, the thinkers and teachers in the community, decision-making, and deeper understanding. So you see how it covers all four. It's so deep, and that balances us out as individuals. The ancestors say each part of your life contributes to the whole of who you are. The strength you draw from one area of your life can help you manage another. However, it is now time to reflect and address an imbalance. Weigh up how much time and energy you devote to your health, finances, career, relationships, personal interests, and all other aspects of your life. Once you have identified the areas that need your focus, make a plan to restore balance. Ashe. Nurture your whole self, mind, body, emotions, and spirit. The divinatory meaning says look at the worlds around you. Pay attention to the energy of Mother Earth, the seasons, the sun, and the moon. Consider how the patterns of nature affect you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and how they relate to the cycles. The medicine wheel supports your transition from one phase to the next. Bring your focus inward to grow, transform, release, and embrace a new stage or aspect of yourself, Ashe. So these divinations are going to lead right into our drum journey, y'all. So take little notes of what you're going to be asking your guides to bring you, some information, some medicine, something just for you. Now, the guidance around our education this year for Chiron and Aries, I got teach and share, which has keywords of instill, instruct, and educate. And this is the Tibetan culture. Buddhism was introduced to Tibet in the 7th century, where it developed in relative isolation. Over the centuries, the unique culture, identity, and language of the region became inseparably linked to Tibetan Buddhism, where great emphasis is placed on the spiritual masters and teachers of the Dharma. These teachers, called lamas, complete extensive study over many years to prepare for their role in providing healing initiations and ceremonies and teaching their traditions, beliefs, insights, and wisdom. The lamas, monks, and nuns also have the added responsibility of protecting and promoting Tibet's environment, their language, and their culture. Tibetan lamas and monks devote their lives to the study and practices of Buddhism. However, religious practice is part of daily life for most Tibetans. Many families throughout the ages have proudly sent a child to a monastery to be educated as a monk. The ancestors say you are not alone. You may be questioning why you are here and what your true purpose is. This card has appeared to let you know that you are a natural teacher and it is part of your life purpose. You don't need to be a school teacher or a child care worker. You can show people a new way of being or looking at the world just by being you, really. You may be teaching your children and grandchildren everyday things, or you may be encouraging a friend to try something new or different. Value the wisdom and skills that you can pass on to others, Asha. The divinatory meaning says look at the ways you can incorporate teaching or mentoring into your life so others may benefit. You have the ability to connect with people from all walks of life and show them the way. Try not to overthink this aspect of your purpose. You may already be teaching others without even realizing it. Enjoy sharing your gifts with others. So the guidance around education is keep learning, keep teaching. You know, share what you learn with others because they may not think of it, and that might assist their healing process. Our guidance around the soul work this year is to remember who you are. The key words are culture, resilience, and beliefs. Ooh, so deep. This is the Ainu people of Japan, northern Japan, where animists who handed down their cultural knowledge through rituals, storytelling, and songs. Traditionally, the Ainu women had their arms and lips tattooed when they were old enough to be married. The lip tattoos were also for keeping away evil spirits and enabled the bearer to reunite with her loved ones in the afterlife. Over time, the Ainu people were oppressed, marginalized, and prohibited from practicing their traditions. They were forced to assimilate with Japanese customs and banned from being tattooed. As this meant they couldn't get married or join their deceased ancestors, many Ainu women went into hiding and continued to follow their own traditions. These days, the women don't have tattoos on their lips, and few continue their thousand-year-old traditions. The Ainu were formally recognized as a distinct indigenous group by the Japanese government in 2008, finally. Recently, there has been a call for the renewal of the Ainu culture. Deep breath. The ancestors say you are more resilient than you know. You have been through so much in your life, yet you are still here, a strong survivor. Remember who you are and what you wanted when you were younger. Remember who you were before people told you who you should be. It's time to evoke your original self. It is not too late to reconnect with your truth. Deep breath. The divinatory meaning says, remember how wonderful you are. You have forgotten the many gifts and great potential that you have. Take a moment now to slow down and remember what you originally wanted out of life. Recall who and where you wanted to be by now. There is still so much time left for you. Do not give up. Reconnect with everything that creates joy in your life and makes your heart sing. Ashe, yes, yes, yes. So for the soul work to be done is not to forget who you are, not to forget your culture and the roots that you come from. Some of us have had to dig a little deeper to get them, and we all have them. And that's where we can find some meaning in Western culture, which has tried to disassociate us from our roots. Everyone in America came from somewhere else, okay? So we need to go deeper with who we are and reach back in that DNA. NASA's always teaching us about the 25,000 people in our line that goes back so far. So the soul work is just being resilient and trusting in your faith. Finally, the graduation guidance was to awaken your inner shaman. So if we can do the healing, education, and soul work for 23 and 24, we can really graduate to a kind of a power of our instincts and intuition working really well together. Awaken your inner shamans. Keywords are connect, invoke, and heal. And these are the Tuvans of Siberia. For the Tuvans, every part of nature, every rock, river, mountain, animal, and tree has a spirit, story, and purpose. They also hold great respect for the souls of their ancestors. Nomadic cattle herders who live in yurts, the Tuvans have lived in southern Siberia for thousands of years. As providers of healing, wisdom, ritual, and divination, the shaman is central to the Tuvan society. Shamans walk between worlds to communicate with spirits and provide answers and guidance for the community. Protectors of the earth and guardians of nature, each shaman chooses an apprentice from within the family. Thus, shamanic knowledge is shared and preserved through the ages. The ancestors say, the path of the shaman calls you. Focus on your connection with the earth, animals, and nature spirits. Whoever you are or wherever you come from, the shamanic way is open to you. Shamans can be male or female and come from many cultures all around the world. A healer, seer, or shaman in your ancestry may have passed their gift or special knowledge to you. If you do not know your family lineage, dig deep and ask the universe to help you discover your ancestor spirit. Continue to connect with the earth, nature, and animal spirits, and you will uncover your ancestral link. You can then tap into this spiritual knowledge and further develop your gifts, Ashe. The divinatory meaning says you are a natural healer and hold the ability to connect to the restorative light of the universe for yourself and others. It is time to embrace or further your healing path. You have been using these gifts for a long time, over many lifetimes. Each person heals in their own way. You may use words, your hands, or energy to nurture others. Explore different aspects and modalities of the healing arts, such as massage, Reiki, or something that opens you as a channel for rejuvenating energy. I say, all of us. You can use anything you learn to benefit yourself and others. When you are healing others, surround yourself with golden light so you don't become drained. When you are ready, invoke the healing energy of the shaman and pass your knowledge on to others. Deep breath. So that is our guidance about the next level we are getting to, is to be able to, like I said, do this healing work ourselves without needing an external force or helper. We go internal for this healing. So, deep breath, still looking good on time. Let's go into a journey for about 6 minutes. And you can call in what you need for healing, education, and soul work for the rest of this year into 2024. Okay, here we go. So go to your happy place in nature. Invite your primary guide, like I have Ruby Red Wolf that always stands at the gates between here and there for me. You may want to go to some water, the mountains. Wherever you go is the perfect temperature. Nothing but nature, no industry, no humans. We are tapping into our higher selves and inviting our invisible team of ancestors, Orisha, animal spirit guides, angels, archangels, whoever you work with. You can be open to receiving their message. They might bring you a word or a picture. Different animals may come with different messages we can talk about afterwards. But just ask what you need for your healing, education, and or soul work, and see who and what comes. Going in, deep breath. your call back. This is where you wrap it up and make your offerings of gratitude. Take a few notes of anything you want to remember. Come on back to ordinary reality. Give yourself kudos for taking a little break to check in with the healing process that's going on for one and all. And definitely in our Aries department is where it's getting the biggest initiation, which does affect our Libra department. And the recalibration of relationships that happens once you heal and integrate something in your own being obviously is going to make you interact with others in different ways going forward. So check out Chiron, look into your chart, see what's happening, and where you can consciously co-create. We're getting a little recalibration with the Divine Feminine in many ways to support our healing and education process. So thank you all for being with me. Reach out directly when you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Be well.